part you stick?
Huh? Yeah, well, you stick it in here and that goes. You cut it out too when you go to
battle.
Get, take them open, ready to leave them open, I mean, open, and they just take the fat off. And when you cut them open, you they take the fat off the little entrails and just pull them just like that. Leave the fat in the hole. And then you pick the chitlins. I like chitlins. The large entrails, split them open and fix them. I really like them. Well, you're eating any of it. I really like it.
No,
I never had any. Well, you can buy buckets of them, you know, stoves. They have 2.5-3 pound buckets of chili for so much, three, I believe it's about 3.5, but maybe 2 pound or 2.5. I don't buy them, I just fix them once a year when we kill them. I want to know a little something about them, and I eat them.
If it was time to feed the stock and do your chores, you'd say that it was...
Time to go feed?
Yeah, would you call it feeding time, fodder time, or chores time?
I call it feeding time. The people up north used to, when I was young, we had some friends that moved up there and they come back here. They call flopping the hog swelling it.
Swelling?
Uh-huh. It's time to swell the hog, they'd say. But we call them flopping, you know.
Yeah.
Different. I call it the feeding time. I say it's feeding time. Go feed.
It's time to go feed the what?
Hog. I'm going to go feed my mules, horses.
Uh-huh.
I feed the cows. I say feeding time ever. Even now, practically most I do is feed my cows and hogs.
Yeah.
And then I get them fed. We get ready and get them up. Milk them, you know. Tell me. On to milk. I said, it's time to go feed.
Yeah.
I try to go about, well, around 4:30, 5 at least, every afternoon. Then I always go every day morning just because I get my breakfast eat, feed.
Yeah.
Get ready for me.
How do you
do that,
Cal?
Sook.
Go ahead and do it.
Sook.
Okay.
I'm not too good on calling. I do more dry walk and a whistle and call, down on drum walk, but I do more. But they won't come too good to you, but sometimes you get them come start, I told you, maybe.
When you're milking and you want the cow to stand still, what do you tell her?
Tell her to saw.
How?
Saw.
Okay. How do you call a cat?
Hmm?
How do you call a cat?
How do I call it?
Yeah, a cat.
I say sook. Sook, sook.
Okay. What do you tell a mule or a horse to make them turn left?
Turn left.
Mm-hmm.
G, haul.
Okay. G is left and haul is
left. That's flying them, you know.
Yeah.
Yee, when you want them to go right,
uh-huh.
And haul, come back to the left.
Uh-huh.
And different parts of the country now, they fly different. We had plows, we had left-hand plows,
uh-huh.
And we call it yee all the time. But then there's parts of the country that had plows, right-handed plows,
mm-hmm.
And they'd haul the other, the whole lead mule was stand to walk upon the ground. I was walked in the furrow.
Mm-hmm.
And we turn right all the time, go right all the time, turn right. And there's other one, walked up here and comes around the other way. Comes left.
Which is the lead mule on a left-handed fly?
Is it left side?
Left side.
Mm-hmm. Walked in the furrow. Have a line on it, the way we always kept line on the lead mule.
Yeah. How'd you call a horse?
Huh?
How do you call a horse?
Quirk.